KSRN News. I'm John Scott. The winds are expected to wane, but more snow is on the way after a powerful blizzard howled through the Sierra Nevada mountains. The National Weather Service says conditions will improve somewhat on Sunday as the wind weakens, but the precipitation will quickly return, with heavy snow Monday in some areas and rain in others. In an AP interview, snowplow driver Kyle Franklin says he's been busy.
The snow is wet underneath, and there's about a foot of fresh snow in Truckee here, and it's been hectic. I've broken a lot of parts.
Some ski areas plan to reopen Sunday, albeit with delayed start times and limited operations. Also at SRNnews.com, there's been a fallout from an Israeli official's visit to the United States. Details from correspondent Rika Ann Garcia.
A top Israeli government official's visit to the U.S. has angered Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Benny Gantz is a political rival who joined Netanyahu's government in the early days of the war. His trip comes as Israel is in deep disagreements with President Biden over Gaza's reconstruction and future plans. Netanyahu's representatives said that the trip was without authorization and that Netanyahu reminded Gantz that the country has just one prime minister. An Israeli official said that Gantz's visit aims to boost relations with Washington, support Israel's ground campaign, and seek the release of Israeli hostages in Gaza. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
At least three people have been killed. Hundreds of inmates have fled Haiti's main prison. That's after armed gangs stormed the facility overnight. The jailbreak marking a new low in Haiti's downward spiral of violence. It comes as gangs assert greater control on the capital. This is SRN News. Going woke at the State Department.
According to a memo obtained by National Review, Secretary Anthony Blinken is warning employees not to use words that indicate gender. No more mother, father, manpower, or ladies and gentlemen. Blinken also wants State Department staff to take pains to use the proper pronouns for their colleagues, including, quote, she, her, he, him, they, them, ze, zur, and many others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Grants College near Philadelphia launching the first master's program in anti-Semitism studies in the U.S. School officials say the small private college's program will help fill the vacuum of knowledge about anti-Semitism across Jewish, non-Jewish, and governmental organizations responsible for generating policy to combat prejudice. This is SRN News. A rough opening day at Six Flags over Georgia Saturday.
Several fights broke out inside the park, and that led to an exchange of gunfire between suspects and police, with cops sending one of the miscreants to the hospital. Georgia Bureau of Investigation says there were some 600 people running around the venue and fighting Saturday evening. Gunshots rang out as police tried to usher people out of one of the park's gates. Several arrests were made. Similar problems plagued opening day last year. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
The University of Maryland has ordered fraternities and sororities on campus to suspend social and recruitment activities after the school received multiple reports of unsafe activities. The action at Maryland comes just days after the University of Virginia suspended its Kappa Sigma chapter after an alleged hazing incident last month. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.